another number base. The Ha'omer of Zera B'yantif Omru of Alo B'Shabbos, this case of Nosnu B'Migdal, and you lost it, and if you don't know where the key is, then it's not an Eir. And Rabbi Zera said on this, that this halacha was only said on Yantif, but not on Shabbos. Where it says, Hachinami B'Yantif, same thing. Over here, it's only talking on Yantif. Where it says, Ihachi Hanu Diktani Allah, Rabbi Lezer Omer, in Be'ir of Eruv. But since it's only talking on Yantif, it makes sense what Rabbi Lezer said. If the Migdal is in the city, then Eruv O'Eruv. In Besada Avar Ein Eruv O'Eruv. But if it's in the field, then it's not an Eruv. Rashi. In the ear of it, Hamafteach, Eruv Eruv. If the key got lost in the city, then the Eruv's an Eruv. The Imashkachle, Motzi Maisile, Derech, Hatzeros, Begagos, Bekarfifos, Shekul, and Rishus Achase, Kerub Shimon. Right, it's talking on Shabbos. And Lemaisa, you could bring the key to the Eruv's in the city. The city is what's it called? Rishus Hayochid. But it's all different reshuyos. It has a wall around it, but there's what's it called? Different reshuyos that are midrabanan also to carry from, right? Karfeifos, chaseros, or whatever. You need an eruv, and there's no eruv. But Reb Shimon holds that from a chotzer to a gag to a karfeif, they're all considered one reshuyos, and they don't need an eruv, and you can carry from one to the other. So it'd be possible if you lost the key in the city to bring the key derech gagos, chaseros, and karfeifos, right, to somehow maneuver it that you can get it to where your eruv is. But basim basada in eruv eruv. The inami mashkechli, even if you find the key, you can't get it to where you are to open your migdal and get your eruv out. The inami mashkechli lo motzi lesuyele. The gimel machlokus b'dover, Rashi says. Tanakamba, Bain Be'ir, Bain Besada, Eruva Eruv. Right? It doesn't make a difference if you have the key or not. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference where your Eruv was, in the city or outside in the field. The Machi Saucerling, because you could break open the Migdal. Okay? And it's talking, we're in a case where there's no problem of breaking it open. We said it before, it's talking about what's it called, bricks that are just put one on top of the other, and therefore it's not stirus oel, because never was really an oel. Well, the Rebbe Lezer de Masnisen, Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah, bein be'ir, bein besoda, ein eruv eruv. Right? Rebbe Lezer says that it doesn't make a difference if in the city or in the field, it's not an eruv. De mitzer, lo motzi saser, the lesser the Rebbe Meir, he doesn't hold the Rebbe Meir that what's it called, that you're allowed to break open the, since it's not connected with tzit, can break it open. He tells you can't break it open. By suy nomi lamotzi, he have imashkech lei the less say the Reb Shimon the gagos the kartifos the shuv zachasen, and the Reb Lezer also holds that if you lost the key, even in the city, you can't bring it because it's on a Shabbos, because he doesn't hold the Reb Shimon, and therefore you can't carry from a gag to a chotzer or a chotzer into a gag or a karfeif or whatever. And therefore, even if you'll find the key, you won't be able to use it. So you can't break open the migdal. You can't use. You can't carry the key to get it to where you need, even inside the city. And surely you can't carry it in the field. And therefore, it's no eruv. That's Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah. Rebbe Lezer the Braisa, Rebbe Lezer and the Braisa, right? That says it's the difference between the city and the field, right? Sover lo Reb Shimon. He does all the Reb Shimon. There's two Tanoim, according to Rabbi Lezer, where he holds a Reb Shimon. He doesn't hold a Reb Shimon. Inami, another way of learning the Machlokas. Rabbi Lezer, the Masnisen, lo Ayri, ele Besod. When Rabbi Lezer in the Mishnah said that it's not an Eruv, right, if you, unless you know where the key is and you can bring it, right, he's only talking about the Sod. But, who knew Rabbi Lezer to Brysa? But in the city, Taka, he could bring because he calls a Reb Shimon. So then there's only two opinions. Okay, but either way, that's how you'd have to learn the Mishnah and the Brais. So Mara says, if it's talking about Yantiv, then what's the difference between the city and the field? You could always bring the key, or you couldn't. You were always not allowed to bring the key, one of the two. Shabbos is the difference between it's in the city and you hold the Reb Shimon, or it's in the field and you can't carry it. But if it's Yontif, what's the difference between the city and the field? Shabbos, Ein Eruv LeEruv. Shemura says, Ksure Mechzer V'Hachik Tani. This is the way you have to learn the Mishnah. There's not something missing. They add a little bit to the Mishnah. Nasna B'Nithin Migdal V'Noel V'Fana. The Ovid HaMafteach. This is the way the Mishnah says. You put the Eruv in a chest, and you, what's it called, lock the chest, and you lost the key. So Harisa Eruv. Then it's still good Eruv. That's only on Yontif. Right? Aval b'Shabbos ain't a ruv eruv, but on Shabbos it's not a good eruv. Nimtza hamafteach, if you found the key, bein be'ir, bein besada, ain't a ruv eruv. Right? If you found the key, so whether you're in the city or in the field, it's not a good eruv. Rabbi Elazar Omer be'ir eruv eruv. In the city it's okay because you can bring the key derech gagos chaseros like Rav Shimon. Besada ain't a ruv eruv. Be'ir eruv eruv Rav Shimon. The Omer Echad Gagos V'Echad Chatzeros V'Echad Karfevos V'Shusachas Same L'Kelim Shishosu B'Sochan. The Sada Ein Eruva Eruv K'Rabbanan. Right? And the Sada, it's not an Eruv. And the Rabbanan over here are the Rabbanan who say that which Rabbanan is it? Who holds you're not allowed to open up the right? The, you're not allowed to be sosur, the even where it's just a bunch of bricks, you can't be sosur. What? Right, because you can't carry. It's a bach. Yeah, goes a bach. We can't show to be sosur. That you can carry either pachos miyarba amos, or you can make a line of people to carry it. That's what the Gilyon Eshas is. Okay, now the Bach takes it out. But the Gilyon Eshas says it's a rabban that we didn't mention bichlal over here yet. That it's possible to carry something through Rishus Harabim by having a line of people, and each one hands it to the next one. Nobody carries it dalad amos, and nobody moves from his place. So pachos midal adamas rabbon weren't matzah, but here you what's it called? You can have a line of people to be able to carry something, get the key to the where the person is. Okay, so bach what? Right, that's what's it called. So it's more than that. The Gemara will bring down a rabbon and that we never bechlal mentioned over here. Okay. See Rashi. Avav b'Shabbos ain't ruv eruv. The lo shori the rabbon lemister. They only allowed you to break open the Migdal on Yontif, which is more kal, but on Shabbos not. Nimtza hamafteach b'Shabbos, but if you found the mafteach on Shabbos, so ein eruv eruv, the less late Rav Shimon, because they don't hold the Rav Shimon, even if you found the key in the city, there's no way to get it to where you have to grab it by the Migdal. The other Rav Shimon, Perikol Gagos. This Rav Shimon is later on in Perikol Gagos, that, and we had it already a few times, all these gagos, chatseros, or whatever are considered one rishus, and you don't need an eruv to carry between them, or they're considered separate rishuyos, and if you don't have an eruv, you can't carry from one to the other, because I can't carry from the house into the chat. Okay, let's go on. Rabba of Rav Yosef, Damra Tarvayu, Rabbi and Rav Yosef explained this Mishnah differently. And they say it's not talking about a thing of bricks, but it's talking about a chest that's made out of wood. The Marsover Kli, who one holds the chest as a Kli, the Ein Binyan B'Kelim, the Stira B'Kelim. Now you break it open, because there's no Binyan and Stira by Kelim. Marsover Oel, and the other one holds, no, it's considered an Oel, it's a big thing, but it's talking about it's a big chest, and therefore it's an Oel. And it's usher to break it open because your souls are an oil. Right? It's like a binyan that's mechuk of a car, but it's usher to open it up. So one hole has a din of a kli, and one hole that has a din of an oil. The plugs of the hanitanoi. And their machlokas, whether a big chest is something that is considered an oil or a kli, is the same machlokas as the following tanoi. See Rashi. The ain't steer of a kalim, the boy saucerly. And therefore, you can break it up. You can break open the chest, and therefore the Eruv is a good Eruv. He holds an Ohel, you can't break it because it's a Stiras Ohel. And therefore, you can't get to the Eruv. That's the Machlokas. Disnan, Heikish shall gabi shida tevo migdal. To me, slammed a shida tevo migdal. These are, big Caleb. Again, the same kind of shiloh, whether it's such a big keli as a din of a kli, or as a din of an ohel. The way Rashi learns, if it's a kli, then if you're mesit a kli, it's mekabel tuma. Hesit means you move it without touching it, with gloves on, or with a piece of wood, or whatever. So the tummy didn't touch it, he touched it directly, of course mekabel tuma. If he didn't touch it directly, then it's only mekabel tuma if he moved it. So the question is like this, you hit a shida tevu migdal, so they're tummy. Reb Nechemya, Reb Shimon, Mitzarin, and Reb Nechemya, Reb Shimon say they're tahar. So what's the machlokas? My lab b'hafim itlgei, mar sover klihu. One holds a kli, and therefore if you move the kli, it's tummy. Mar sover oel, and one holds an oel, and therefore an oel is not makabel tumma behes. We Rashi. Omer Abaye v'tisbara, is that true? V'atanya, ohel, v'nisei tummy. Even if you move an ohel, it's makabel tuma, with hesed. Kli, the eino nisei, if you touch a kli indirectly, and you don't move it, it's not makabel tuma. Tarth, the nisei, it doesn't make a difference if it's an ohel or a kli, they have the same din. If you've moved it, whether it's an ohel or a kli, it's makabel tuma. If you don't move it, whether it's an oel or a kli, it's not makabel tuma. So how can you say the machlokas over here is whether it's a kli or it's an ohel makes no difference. That's not the factor that makes the decision. Uktani seifa v'mhayu nisotin t'meya. Right? If you maisi you moved it, it's tummy. Zeaklal nisit machmas kochol tummy machmas ra'ada tar. Right? It's talking about the machlokas is totally completely a different thing. Not whether it's an ohel or it's a kli, but how much it moved and how it moved. Right? If the person moved it mikocho, right? He actually moved the thing, then it moved out of its place. So then everybody holds tummy, whether it's a kli or it's an ohel. If it moved machmas ra'ada, you didn't move it. The Rashi seems to learn is that you slammed on the ground, and the ground vibrated, and because of the vibration of the ground, the thing moved. That's the way it seems from this part of Rashi. You'll see what Rashi lays mashma, that it didn't move out of its place, it just shook. Sometimes things shake in their place, but they didn't move. So they moved in place. Right? It vibrated, but didn't move. So then it's not tummy. So therefore, the machlokas over here has nothing to do with ohel and kli. We wanted to say that this is the machlokas, whether a migdal, a big migdal, is an ohel or a kli, depends on this machlokas tanoim. This machlokas tanoim has nothing to do with whether a big migdal is an ohel or a kli. Everybody holds one way or the other. The problem over here in this brisa is how you moved it. Right? Everybody holds if you moved it mamish, it's tamei. If you didn't move it, right, what's it called? If you move something else, and because of that the thing moved, it's tahar. The shaila is, if you made the thing vibrate directly, but you didn't move it out of its place, is that called moving or not? See where Rashi learned. Oel hu tmeim mit meishes sitan. They're tame because you move them. You wearing gloves. Dolomatami benegia. You didn't ever touch it directly. Or you moved it with a stick. So the stick's not makabel tumah, it's pshutei kliyot. So hesed is one of the tumas that a zav is matami. The tizbra, the time is yumoah v'lava oil. It doesn't make sense to say that the machlokas depends whether you consider it an oil or you consider it a kli. Right? Because there's no difference. The nisit she'inu takua yota. U'kshemakish bo nisit. Right, when you hit it, you bang on it. It moves. It's not well settled, connected to the ground, right? Or it's not that heavy. So when you smack it, it moves. Everybody holds its tummy. The imklihu shemachuber v'takua, and if it's a kli that happens to be connected to the ground, then when you push it, you slap it, right? You bang on it. It doesn't move. Oh, kaved harve, it's very heavy. Sheino nisit machmas otar. Doesn't make a difference if it's an ohel or a kli. If it's an ohel that'll move when you bang on it, then it's tummy. If it's a kli that won't move when you bang on it, it's tar. So it's irrelevant whether it's a kli or an ohel. Uktani nami seifa de kamaisa de hikish agabishida im hayo nisot in tmeim afilu reb mechemia reb shimon ama tamayu labishim ohelu. Right, there's nothing to do with oil or kli, so that's the machlokas is irrelevant to our case over here by Yeruv. So what is the machlokas over there? Zehaklal nisit machmas kocho shehesed es hakli oes haoil mamish shenitko mimashovu mashu. Right, the machlokas is like this: if you actually moved the oil or the kli out of its place, okay, it's not in the same place it was before because you moved it, then it's tummy. Machmas ra'ada shetofak baragla b'karka, right? You banged on the ground. You didn't push this thing. You didn't bang on the kli or the oil. You banged on the ground. You stamped on the ground. Umachmas ninua hakarka, and the ground vibrated. Okay, nisatakli, and then the kli moved, but you didn't move the kli directly. You moved the ground, and the ground moved the kli. That's what Rashi learns over here. Even if it moved, it's still tahar, because that's not called hesed. Hesed means you moved it directly. Here you moved it indirectly. You moved the ground moved the kli. That's not called your hesed. The kule alma afilu Reb Nechemia hesed mamish machmas kochol tomei afilu ochus. Nela comes out that even Reb Nechemia, if you moved it mamish directly, everybody holds its tomei, even if it's an oil. Machmas ra'ada tahar. If you moved it indirectly, even if it's a kli, it's tahar. V'hacha b'ra'ada machmas kocha. Here it's talking, so where's the machlokas? In the case where it's ra'ada machmas kocha. What does that mean? Shehekish aleya mamish, v'lo nistgan, v'lo hustu ela ra'ada. You banged on the thing, it didn't move out of its place, but it vibrated. So is that called moving or not? Is moving mean moving out of its place, or moving means that the thing, the mice, moved in place, it vibrated in the place? That's the machlokas. Okay, so the mice, this machlokas is irrelevant to our case of Eruv. We can explain this brisa legabe hesed, but we're back to square one with what the machlokas is by the Eruv. So what's the mission talking about? So our mission now has nothing to do with whether it's a kli or an oel. There is no such machlokas. So what we're back to the case of what is the machlokas, whether whether it's an eruv or not an eruv, when you put it in the migdal and you lost the key. Abaya v'rava damri tarvayu b'manol v'kater v'masnaskin. It's talking where the thing isn't locked with a lock. It's tied with a string. Right? The door is tied shut with a rope. Uboy sakina lemitzike. And you need so it's not stiras oel or stiras kli, because the thing is not really together. It's a door. You can open the door. The problem is you have to cut the string. So now the shaila is like this: Tanakama sabar lak Rav Yosi, the Amar kol hakel mitalim b'Shabbos lutri meser hagadol, the yostin shel machreisha. The Tanakama holds like Rav Yosi, who holds that you're allowed to use a kli even for its not normal usage. Right? Only a kli that's mukta machmas kisaron keys is mukta that you can't use it afil l'tzara gufo makoma. But if you need the kli to use it l'tzara gufo, even not for its normal use, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to take a hammer and crack nuts with it or whatever. Or you're allowed to take a knife and open and cut a rope with it, even though the normal use for a knife is to cut steak, not to cut knife, not to cut ropes. Rav Elezer suffer like Rav Nechemya. And Rav Elezer holds like Rav Nechemya. The Omra afilu talis, afilu tarvid, any tol, the Tzorok Tashmisha. You can't move any kli except for its main use. But for a secondary use, you can't move any kli. Rav Nechemya is machmer and muktzah, even kli shemachmer, the heter, is asur below the Tzorok, its usual Tzorok. So Mamela, can you get to this Eruv or not? Depends. If you're allowed to take a knife, you can't open it any way without a knife. You need a knife. So if you hold that it's, the knife's not mukta, because you can use a tzorah gufo, so then you can open up the migdal and get to your eruv. If you hold it, there's no way you can bring a knife to use it to cut a string, because that's not the normal usage of a knife, then there's no way you can open up this migdal, and then the eruv's no good. Umashnishin de eruv, v'mayav mokmin in law, dolekuli amla, I godl havet hu, oel. Right, lechora doesn't depend whether this thing is an ol or a kli. It depends on its size. E gadol hu ol. If it's gigantic, it's an ol. Vame eruv eruv, and then you can't be so severe, you can't open it. The e cotton sheino masik men saw what's called gadol. It holds more than 40 saw balach, which is kurayim the yodish. So then kli hu my tamid of a lesser manavshach. Everybody would hold the same thing. If it's more than 40 saw, it's an ohel. Less than 40 saw is a kli. There's no machlokas whether something is a kli or an ohel, and it's the same dimensions according to both tanoi. We destroyed that idea. So Mordechai says, he's talking kotter b'masna, kosher hamono b'chevel, uboy sakinu l'mitzike. The havimotzi l'mitzike, v'yodei shaper domi. If you could have torn the string with your hands, that would be fine, but it's a rope. Because just tearing something, right, is only asur if it's connected to the ground, and it's what's it called? It's chotzer, right? But here, lechora, it should be korea. But korea, Rashi learns, only asur if you plan to sow. Korea in the Mishkan was only if you plan to sow, and therefore this kind of tearing for sure is not asur. The only kind of tearing that could be asur on Shabbos is tearing something out of the ground. But here you're destroying something. Vishari, and it's mutter for the sake of food or an eruv or whatever. It's mutter. And normally makalgul is also with the rabbana, but here it'd be mutter because it's what's it called? It's tzorech Shabbos, tzorech achil or whatever. Or it's like Rebbe, that even though it's also with the rabbana, but since you could do an issur to rabbana ben hashmashas, it'll be mutter. In the Tanya Sefer Beya. The Afagav the Hacha Ohelu, even though it's an Ohel, but you're not breaking the Ohel. The Amrinin Hasner Shabakarko Asr Lachto Zerat Rabonati, the Merzi Kososer. Even where the thing is, what's it called, the Karka, and it looks like Soser if you break the bonds that hold it closed, right? Below Soser Binyan Mamish, you're not breaking the Binyan. Who the Hapsicha, the Delos Bialas, it's a door. Just the door is closed with something on the around the outside. So you're not really breaking open the oil. The oil was open to begin with. The only thing is you're cutting the string. The kivan the shvus to logozer lebein hashmashas like Rebbe. And since it's a shvus, not aser bein hashmashas. And mainly, if you get to this thing, even if something is considered an ohel, surely if it's a kli closed with a rope, there's no problem. Bechlau Rashi says, even if it's an ohel closed with a rope, it's not aser bein hashmashas. Elo tzora tashmishon, the ikar tashmisho shosakin, lo lachto chavonikul. Right? The main tashmish of a sakin is not to cut rope. Elo lechem ubasar va'ochlit. It's used to cut food. V'hachi plige, tanakama less later of Nechemya. The tanakama doesn't hold it from Nechemya. He holds you're allowed to move any kli, even kli shum lachto le'isr. it's not kli she what's it called? It's mukta machmel chisaron keys l'sara gufa makoma. A hilchah heruver of the pasuk leila mishnah. You could cut this. You could bring a knife, cut the string, and get to your eruv. Rav Lezer omer in the ear of that hariz eruv tochi mitkar le maishi le derek karpefos. Then besada in eruva the matzik manu la matzik k'rib nechemia. And the Rav Lezer holds if you can get to the key, then it's no problem, right? And you can only get to the key in the city because he holds a grav shimon. But in the field, you can't get to the key. And he holds like Reb Nechemia that you can't bring a knife and cut the rope. You have to what's it called, open the lock, because cutting the rope would what's it called would be impossible because there's no way you can get a knife. You can't use a knife. Okay. So that's how the Mishnah is talking. Okay. Nisgalgal chutz l'tchum. What happened? You put your Erev, what's it called, at the end of your 2,000 Amos, right? And so that's where your Kol Nishvisa. Now you can carry another 2,000 Amos from there. And the Erev, before Bein HaShemashes, rolled outside of the Tum. So at the moment you were Kol Nishvisa, you couldn't get to your Erev anymore. It's past your 2,000 Amos. Nafal of Kau, or a building fell on it. You can't get to it. We'll see why. What issue there is in getting to it. Or Nisraf, or it got burnt up. Truma, the Nitmes, or you put Truma as your Eruv, and now it became Tomei, and nobody can eat it now. Not a Kohen either. A Kohen can't eat Truma, it's made, you can burn it, that's it. Miba Odyo, ain't no Eruv. If all this happened before Bein HaShemashes, then it's not an Eruv. Because when Bein HaShemashes came, the Eruv was either wasn't there or was inaccessible. Mishach Sheikha, if Bein HaShemashes went by and the Eruv was intact, and then one of these things happened, Hariz Eruv. Because at the time that the Eruv took effect, it was okay. And later on, we don't care what happens to it. As long as when Bein HaShemashes came in, the Eruv was intact, after that, nothing can happen that will make the Eruv no good. Im Safik, what if you're not sure? If it happened before Bein HaShemashes or after Bein HaShemashes? Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, Omrim, Harizah, Chamer, Goma. So Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda say that it's a Safik, whether the Eruv is good or not, and you have to go to Chumrah, and you can only carry where if the Eruv would have been good, would have been just the same thing as if the Eruv wouldn't have been good. And in other words, you can only carry in those places that you could have carried before and after the Eruv. Right? But in other words, like this, if you made this Eruv, let's say, to extend your Halicha 2,000 Amos to the other side of the city. So that takes away your 2,000 Amos from the other side of your house. So if the Eruv is an Eruv, you can carry 4,000 Amos this way, but nothing the other way. Okay? Because your Shvisa now is 2,000 Amos away from your house, or 1,999 Amos away from your house. From there you carry 2,000 Amos, but you can't carry back 2,000 Amos the other direction. If the Eruv is no Eruv, then you can carry 2,000 Amos in any direction from your house, but you couldn't carry 4,000 Amos in this direction. Once you reach your 2,000 Amos in this direction, you're finished. So now, if we have a Safik, you can't carry more than 2,000 Amos on the north side, because maybe it wasn't an Eruv and you can't carry 4,000 Amos there, the side you made the Eruv. And on the south side, you can't carry anything, because maybe it was an Eruv. And if it was an Eruv, then you're mafkia your house, and you're considered 2,000 Amos away from your house, and you can't carry anything on the south side. So therefore, you're a chamer gamel. You're a donkey and a camel. So what Rashi learns is that when you lead a camel, you lead it behind you, and when you lead a chamor, you lead it in front of you. And here you're being pulled both directions, right? It's pulling you both directions the wrong way. So you can't carry 2,000 Amos on the south side at all, and you can't carry 4,000 Amos on the north side. Whatever would be where you could carry, if the Eruv was an Eruv, and if it wasn't an Eruv, then you can carry. Wherever you'd need the Eruv to carry, or you would, if you didn't have the Eruv, could you carry in that place, you can't carry. That's called Chamer Gamel. He knows you go to Chumrah. Rabbi Yosef Shimon Omrim, Safik Eruv Kosher. Rabbi Yosef Shimon, just the opposite. Safik Eruv is Kosher. Lakula, you say the Eruv was a good Eruv, and you can carry 4,000 Amos in the direction where you put the Eruv, because Misafik, we say the Eruv is okay. It's only the Rabbanan. Safik the Rabbanan Lakula. Om Rav Yossi, Aftulmas, Heyed, Mishum, Chamishas, Kedem, Asofikerim, Shekoshim. Rav Yossi said, Aftulmas was made in the name of five Sekedem, that Takadach Sahalach, Asofikerim, Shekoshim. Rashi, Nisgalgal, Chutzot, Kumeinu, Erev, Koel, Vieshin, Veso, Shehu, Law, Shom, Ad, Eruvo, Yosra, Paimam. Now, there's more than 2,000 Amas, because since it rolled out of the Tum, you can't get to it. Because you couldn't walk more than 2,000 Amas from your house without the Erev. And the Erev didn't take effect yet. So it's impossible for you to get to your Erev. It's out of your 2,000 Amas. The Riman of Shoch, Kol Hechad, the Kana Shvisa, Iba Veso, Iba Eruva, Lamashi Lamezo, Lamishkale. Wherever your Shvisa was, if it was in your house, so it's outside your 2,000 Amas. And if you were wanted to be Kona Shvisa where the Erev was, it's also too far for you to get to. So it's what's it called? It's inaccessible. Nachal of Gal, Mefarshim Mor, the boy Mor of the Chatzina Lefnuye, to have him Malach of Lo Shvus. If a Gal fell on it, it's talking where you'd need a, what's it called, something, a rake or whatever to get to it, which is Nisa Doraisa. But if it was only Nisa Dorabonin, moving Moksa, it'd be Mutter, because you could get to it, Ben Ashmashas, because there was no Shvus, like Rebbe. Truma Benitmes, Luchazili, David Olachrini. Truma Tmei is not fit for anybody, even a Kohen. Once the Eruv took effect, nothing can destroy it. It's already mutter. Sofik, when it happened, whether it happened during the day and the Eruv's no good, or it happened already at night and the Eruv's good. So we're not sure if he was Kona the Eruv or not. And therefore his house, his shvisa, is considered from the Eruv and on. And now from here you have 2,000 Amas to every direction, but not from your house. So you lost the 2,000 Amas to the south of your house because you made the Eruv to the north. Or maybe not. Maybe the Eruv is no good. And therefore, where is your Shvisa? By your house. Now you have 2,000 Amas to all sides of your house, even the south side. But you don't have more than 2,000 Amas to the north side. The only way you can walk is the 2,000 Amas on the side of your Eruv. Because there, whether there was Kona the Eruv or not, you didn't lose those 2,000 Amas. So either way, you'd have those 2,000 Amas. You can't carry more than the 2,000 Amas on the side that you made the Erev, because maybe the Erev was ineffective. And you can't carry anything on the other side of the house, on the south side. Maybe the Erev was good. Right? So, you're being pulled in two directions, the chamor you lead in front of you, you walk behind it, the zeman ego, and the chamor, what's it called, pulls you, and the gomel you pull from behind. You're being pulled from both directions. And the other, what's it called, the other tanoim hold that, what's it called, that sofik eruv is kosher. Okay, Rashi, nizgal v'chutzut chum, omar rov, loshonu elish nizgal v'chutz le'arba amos. That's only if it went out of four Amas outside the Tchum. But if it's within Dalet Amas, Hanosei Ruvo Yeshul Dalet Amas. You have 2,000 Amas plus four more Amas. And as Machlokas we've shown him, what that four Amas means. Is that four Amas ahead in both directions? Or four Amas total? And therefore, from where you're standing, you have two Amas on each side. The Rambam seems to learn, according to most of the Mefarshei Rambam, that it's you have two Amas on both sides. So it's really only two Amas more. Right? Four Amas means you're in the middle of the four Amas. And according to most Rishonim, it means literally four Amas. You have an extra four Amas from the where you're standing at the end of the Tchum on all sides. You're in the middle of eight Amas, not the middle of four Amas.
Rashi, Hanosin say Ruvo, while Veniskav and Likno Shom Shvisa, what's the Svara?
Because where your Erev is, that's your house. And a house is four Amas.
So yesh lo arba Amas. The hoil v'hano arba Amas mivlon b'tchuma havelu k'tchuma.
Those four Amas are considered an extension of the Tchum.
V'havi k'nosin eseruva v'bayish shebesof ha-tchum.
It's like you put your Eruv in a house, mamish at the end of the Tum, and then the whole house is considered within the Tum. Right? The whole house is considered Arba Amos. Shafilahu Elif Amma, Mahalakas Kula, Bechutzla, Payman. The house doesn't make a difference how big it is. You put the Eruv in the house could be 1,000 Amos. You're allowed to carry that 1,000 Amos in the house because all that's considered Arba Amos. And then 2,000 Amos past the house. So the place where you put your Eruv is considered like a house. So it doesn't have anything more than Arba Amos, but it's a minimum of Arba Amos, that's it. So where you put the Eruv is considered, what's it called, it extends 4 Amos. So that extends your Eruv another 4 Amos. If it's a gal, right, a mound fell on, it's only just a rabbanon to dig it out. It's only tiltul mukta. So ben hashmashas is no issa. So elamai, this mission is not like Rebbe. That even ben hashmashas, even if it's what's it called, still asur mid rabbanon.
Or it says no. Dik Rebbe, ha amar kol davar shemishum shvus lo gazul ben hashmashas. It's a fil tema karebi. The boy more of a chatzina, right? You need a what's it called, a hoe or a rake or something, a kli, to get it out. So then what's it called, it's a doraisa, to what's it, like binyan and stira. It's not a stam moving mukta.
Rashi, the boy shokalei utani masis neiru erum. You should tilt lavonim the shvus rabbanu.
We think now the only reason you can't dig it out of the mound is because it's a rabbanon of mukta. And then where it says, no, it's talking where your mama should have to use kalim to get it out, and that's called stiras binyan. That thing is connected to the ground when the gal fell on it, and taking it out would be stira.
Utricha, you need all these cases.
If you only had the case where it rolled out of the arva amas of the tum,
right, so then
it's not there, so it's inaccessible. That's what it sees.
Have a novel of gal, the isa gadei lemaisa.
If a gal fell, it's there. Just you can't get to it, but it's there.
I might think it's okay. Because
theoretically, it's still within the place that it is. Just you can't physically get to it. So maybe I would think that theoretically you can get to it. And therefore, halacha is no. You have to actually get to it.
The tana novel of gal mishum demichsi.
And if I only had the case where the gal fell on it, I'd say, well, there it's covered up. You can't see it. That's why it's no good. You can see it, and maybe a wind will come and it'll roll back. You need both cases. You need the case where it's there, but it's inaccessible, and the case where it's not there, but you can see it, and it conceivably could be brought back by a wind by itself. Still, since at the time Shabbos came in, it wasn't there,
it's no good.